大家打开加拉太书。
Please open your Bibles to the book of Galatians.
我们正在查考加拉太书，我们现在回到第四章。
We have been studying the book of Galatians, and we shall continue from chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章，我们今天要看11-11节。
Galatians chapter 4, we shall be looking at verses 1-11.
加拉太书第四章第一节说，我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师父和管家的手下，只等到他的父亲预定的时候来到。我们为孩童的时候受管于世俗小学之下也是如此，既至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差他的儿子进入，儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。可见从此以后你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就是靠着神为后世。第八节。但从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。现在你们既然认识神，可说是被神所认识，怎么还回去那鲁洛无用的小学，情愿给他做奴仆呢？你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份，我为你们害怕，恐怕我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。
Galatians 4 verse 1. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world.But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.Formerly, when you did not know God, you were enslaved to those that by nature are not gods. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world whose slaves you want to be once more? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I am afraid I may have labored over you in vain.
我们都是基督徒。
We are Christians.
基督徒，我们都承认自己是一个罪人。
Christians acknowledge that we are sinners.
我们都承认我们靠着自己没有办法来到神的面前。
We acknowledge that we cannot approach God through our means.
我们需要神的恩典。
We need God's grace.
我们需要神的救恩。
We need God's salvation.
我们需要主的这个赦免。
We need the Lord's forgiveness.
我们需要主从我们的罪中把我们拯救出来。
We need the Lord to save us from our sins.
我们需要主从我们的这个我们必须要审判的面对的审判当中拯救出来。
We need the Lord to save us from the judgment that we will face.
当我们信主之后呢
？But what happens after we believe?
当我们信主之后呢？难道我们继续在罪中活吗？
After we believe in God, do we still live in sin?
当然不可以。
Of course not.
我们必须要活一个圣洁的生活。
We need to live a holy life.
我们要一个顺服的生活。
And we need to live obedient lives.
我们必须要在神面前，来到主面前呢，立定心志来跟随主。
And we need to come before the Lord and to be resolved to follow Him.
所以我们必须在主面前呢，学习来过一个讨主神、讨主的喜悦的生活。
So we need to come before the Lord and learn to live lives that pleases Him.
所以当我们信主的时候呢，我们要过一个圣洁、讨主喜悦的生活，是不是我们需要守十诫呢
And when we come before God and we want to live holy lives that are pleasing to Him, does that mean we ought to keep the commandments?
是不是我们要回到 神的诫命当中呢?
Must we return to God's laws?
这个就是一个保罗所讲的，他们信主之后呢，是不是要守这个律法呢？
And this is what Paul was saying. After they believe in the Lord, must they keep the law again?
是不是他们要守割礼呢？
Must they observe the circumcision?
所以在这边他说，我是不是你们要守第十节，守日子、月份、节期跟年份呢？
In verse 10, do they need to observe days and months and seasons and years?
所以这个就是我们要问的问题。
And this is the question that we ought to ask.
但是呢，我还没有讲这个的时候呢，我们要知道一件事情。 我们叫基督徒的意思就是小基督的意思。
And before we answer those questions, we need to consider the fact that we are called Christians. It actually means a little Christ.
神拯救我们，我们是一个罪人，我们是一个违背神的人。神拯救我们之后呢，是要我们越来越像耶稣，所以叫做小基督的意思。
And when God saved us from our sins, He wants us to become more and more like Christ, and that's why we are like little Christ.
所以在这个使徒行传十一章那边讲到，在安提阿那时候，他们才开始称他们为基督徒。
And that's why in Acts chapter 11, in Antioch, the people, the followers were called Christians.
所以我们在还没有讲下去的时候，我要你看几处的经文。
And before we continue, I want you to look at a few things.
你看罗马书第八章。
Look at Romans chapter 8.
我们大家都很熟悉的经文。
A passage that we are all very familiar with.
第八章第28节。
Romans 8:28.
八章二十八节说，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是他按着自己旨意被召的人，因为他所预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。Romans
8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
所以在这里英文圣经很清楚就表明在 be conformed to the image of the Son, 意思说我们神所招的人，他招我们出来是要我们越来越像效法他儿子的模样，就是越来越像耶稣的模样。
So it's very clear here that God called His people in order to be more and more like His Son.
所以当我们信主之后呢，我们的责任呢，就是学习像耶稣的样子。So
after we believe in the Lord, our responsibility then is to become more and more like Christ.
那我们再看这个以弗所书第四章。And
let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第20节。
Verse 20.
以弗所书40章第20节。
Ephesians 4:20.
20节这么说，他说你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲迷惑渐渐变坏。23节，你们要将心智改换一心，并且穿上新人，这新人是
Ephesians 4:20. But that is not the way you learned Christ. Assuming that you have heard about Him and were taught in Him as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds.
所以你看到我们学了耶稣基督， 听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，要怎么样呢？要改换一心，然后呢，这个是造这个新人呢，是造作神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。And
so after we believe, we are to become like Christ, we are to learn about Him, learn the truth, and also to put off our old self and to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, and to put on a new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
还有一处经文。
And there's one more passage.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第三章。
verse chapter 3
第八节
verse 8
讲的是同样的道理。
It's the same teaching.
他说，但现在你们要弃绝一切的事，就是恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，要穿上新人。这新人是在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他的主的形象。
Colossians 3:8 But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator.
所以你看到了吗？当一个人信主之后呢，他必须要有改变。
So do you realize that after a person believes in the Lord, he must have changed?
因为神是从最终把我们拯救出来。
Because God saved us from our sins.
所以我们要脱离旧人或者罪的这个捆绑。
So we must put off our old self or to break free from the chains of sin.
所以我们不可以继续在罪中生活。
So we cannot be living in sin.
如果是这样的话，像我们怎么样过新的生活呢？
So how do we live new lives?
很多人就说我们必须要回到，我们就开始要遵守十诫。
And many people say we need to get back to keep the Ten Commandments.
真的吗？
Is that true?
我们真的需要守十诫吗？
Do we need to keep the Ten Commandments?
如果你真的要守十诫的话，你就应该守十诫，不是九诫。
If you really want to keep the Ten Commandments, you keep the Ten Commandments and not nine.
啊，今天我们说，哎，我们不守安息日。
Today we say we do not keep the Sabbath.
你不守安息日就是不守十诫嘛。
If you do not keep the Sabbath, you are already not keeping the Ten Commandments.
如果你要守十诫，就连安息日也守。
If you want to keep Ten Commandments, you got to keep all ten inclusive of the Sabbath.
这个就出现了一些问题。
So here is the question.
所以今天我让我们来看这段经文，我们刚才所读的这段经文在讲什么。
And let's come back to this passage that we just read from Galatians.
所以你看这段经文呢，第一节到十一节呢，它的重点在第九节。
And chapter 4 verses 1 to 11, the main point is in verse 9.
或是我们从第八节看起。
Maybe we should start from verse 8.
他说，从前你们不认识神的时候，是给这些本来不是神的做奴仆，现在你们既然认识神，可说被神所认识。你注意看这句话，怎么能够回去那鲁诺无用的小学，情愿给他做奴仆呢？你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份。他说，我害怕，我为你们害怕，恐怕我在你们身上是枉费功夫了。
Verse 8, formerly you did not know God, you were enslaved to those that by nature are not gods. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God,How can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world, whose slaves you want to be once more? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I am afraid I may have labored over you in vain.
所以他在讲什么呢？
What's he saying?
他说你不要回去以前的样子。
He said don't return to the past.
以前是什么东西呢？
What was in the past?
在这边他讲到，他说我过去到底是什么东西呢？
And what is the past that he's talking about?
但是他的那个解释这段圣经的钥匙呢，就在第十节，你们谨守日子、月份、节期跟年份。
And to unlock this meaning, the key is in verse 10. You observe days and months and seasons and years.
那么在这个 New American Commentary 这一个这个释经书呢 ，Timothy George 这样解释，他说日子呢是指安息日。
And in the New American Commentary, Timothy George, the commentator, said days refers to Sabbath.
那么这个这个月份呢，是指 New Moon， 是指讲到他们在欢乐的日子必须要守。这个是指到民数记十章十节那边要守这个他的一些快乐的日子、节期等等。
And months refers to all the feasts and the festivals of the new moon, which is mentioned in Numbers 10:10.
那么节期呢，是指这个这个 Passover 逾越节等等，这个 Pentecost 还有 Tabernacle 要这些节期，圣经里面旧约的节期。
And seasons refer to the different festivals like the feast of booths, the feast of tabernacles, and the feast of the Passover, etc. in the Old Testament.
那么那个 年份呢是在指安息年啊，这些庆祝。
And years would refer to the Sabbath year and the Jubilee year, etc.
还有一个我们常常注意看到的另外一个注圣经注释的学家呢，学者呢。Tom Strainer 他也是这么说，他说这边所讲的应该是指旧约的律法。
And a very famous commentator that we often refer to, which is Tom Strainer, also says that all these days and months and seasons and years are referring to the Old Testament laws.
但是这些东西为什么叫做鲁洛无用的小学呢？
But why are all these things referred to as the weak and worthless elementary principles?
这个字呢，在原文的意思基本上是讲这个 A B C 或一二三，这孩子学习的时候最基本的语言，你要学 A B C 啊，学一二三啊，这些最基本的这个知识。
And this in the original text refers to the basic.The principles like the alphabet, which children learn in elementary school.
但是如果你仔细看第四章呢，跟上一堂我们所讲第三章二十二节到二十九节，其实是非常接近、非常相似的。
If you look carefully at chapter 4, what we're reading today, it is very similar to what we have read in the past in chapter 3.
那么在三章二十三节讲到说什么呢？他说三章二十二节说，圣经把众人都圈在罪里，而且把他使应许的福音能够临到信耶稣基督归于那信的人。但是在这个信的道理呢还没有来之前呢，我们都看守在律法底下，是圈到真理显现出来，这样律法是我们训蒙的师父，要引我们到基督那里因信称义。
And if we read again from chapter 3, verse 22, but the scripture imprisoned everything under sin so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith.
所以这边讲到说，犹太人被关在律法底下， in prison, incarcerated.
So the Jews were imprisoned under the law.
那么等到耶稣来的时候，他才被释放出来。
And they were released when Jesus came.
但是来到第四章的时候呢，他不用这些词汇，他换了那些词汇。他说，原来我们是孩童。
And in chapter 4, he changed some of the phrases here. He says, we are no longer a child.
第二节说，但是那孩童呢，第一节说，我们作为孩童的时候呢，跟奴隶没有分别，也是被管的。你看第二节，仍在师父和管家手下，只等到父亲所预定的时候来得。我们为孩童的时候是受管在这些世俗的小学之下，也是如此。
Chapter 4, verse 1, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father, in the same way we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son.
你看第四节，以致时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子，为女子所生，且生在律法底下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫他们得着儿子的名分。
Continuing from verse 4, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons.
所以基本上刚才我们讲了，这段圣经呢，基本上讲说，你如果信了主之后，为什么回去律法呢，或者回去世上这个小学，最重要的是，他在讲以前跟以后，中间是，分别是之前是奴隶，之后呢是儿子。
And so he's saying, after you're saved, why do you go back to the law? And this is a before and after comparison. The before is referring to we as slaves, and after you're now sons.
所以这段圣经呢，我如果要分段呢，很简单，就是分成第一，就是以前你是怎么样的人？以前你是 you were slave, 你以前是奴隶。在犹太人来讲，他是律法的奴隶。在对于外邦人来讲呢，他是被小学捆绑。
And this passage, if we want to divide it, is very easy. It's just divided into two portions, into the before and the after. Before, you were slaves, whether it's Jews under the law or we as the non-Jews under the elementary principles.
但是你信主之后呢, 你就成为儿子, 儿子要承受产业。
But after you believe in the Lord, you become sons or heirs who will receive the inheritance.
所以你如果是儿子承受产业, 不过儿子承受产业还是小孩的时候呢, 虽然你是主人, 你虽然是承受产业者, 不过你还是被捆绑, 还是, 在这个人的手下。
Yes, you even as sons, but if you are still a young child, you will still be under someone. You are the owner of everything, the heir of everything, but you are still right now a child.
所以第三章跟第四章的差别在哪里?
So what's the difference between chapters 3 and 4?
第三章是在针对犹太人讲的，因为他讲说你们在律法底下，犹太人明白。
Chapter 3 is referring to the Jews because it talks about them as under the law, the Jews will understand.
来到这个跟 罗马人或者是希腊人讲的时候呢，他说你们啊，做小孩的时候啊，虽然你们是主人，但是呢，做小孩的时候你还不是在管家的手里一模一样。And
then in chapter 4, he's now referring to Romans or Greeks who when they are children, they are actually under the guardian, so they are exactly in a similar situation.
所以你要知道，我们新加坡人或者是我们有孩子的，你知道，我们孩子到了21岁的时候是大事，对不对？
And as Singaporeans, you know that it's a big deal for the child to reach 21.
21岁就是法律上他是一个成人。
When the child reaches 21, according to the law, he is legally an adult.
所以他是成人的话呢，他就必须要对自己的这个行为负责。
And as a legal adult, he is now responsible for his own actions.
但是在罗马的时代呢,
but in Rome,
他们是在18岁,
it was when they were 18.
他们18岁的时候呢, 他们就必须要给他们有一个仪式, 给他穿上这个衣服, 这个叫toga, 给他们穿上这个衣服, 你看到这个荧幕上面, 他们穿上这个, 这个是白色, 好像一条披巾, 披在身上。
And for the Romans, when they reach 18, there's this rite of passage that they must go through where they will put on this garment called the toga.
这个toga穿上去呢,它这个不同的颜色,不同的设计呢, 代表他们在社会上有不同的这个位置,这个 status.
And so, when they put on this toga, which actually has different colors from what they used to wear, it will represent that they are now of a different status in the society.
所以到了这个年龄的时候呢，他们有一个仪式呢，就是他要把他的一些玩具啊拿出来，然后呢要奉献给他们的这个阿波罗神，而且他们的头发要剪，然后奉献给阿波罗神，是说我们不再做小孩了，我现在要为我的责任负责。
And they also would have this rites which they must perform, and they will bring out their old toys and offer it as sacrifices to their god Apollos, which is, and they also have to cut their hair to show that I'm no longer a child, I'm now responsible for my actions.
但是今天呢，我们很看到很多，昨天我们跟弟兄们，我们有 men's meeting 的时候，我们有弟兄聚会的时候呢。 讲到说，我们有提到说，哦，我们男人啊，有时候小时候有小孩的玩具，大的时候有大人的玩具。
Yesterday when we were having our men's fellowship, we were talking among the men and we said that men never grow up. It's just that their toys change when they were young and when they're older, their toys are different.
以前是玩玩具车，现在是玩大辆的车。
They used to play with toy cars, but now they play with big cars.
他们 never grow up, 他们没有长大。
So the men never grow up.
但是呢，我们看到这边他说必须要长大，怎么长大呢？他必须要对他的责任负，对他的行为负起责任来。
And it says here we are seeing that as children grow up, they have to start bearing responsibilities for their own actions.
所以他们有这个仪式呢，来表示这些。所以他在讲到说，你们小时候的时候呢，在还没有行这个礼之前呢，你们也是有管家看住你，你 是你是虽然你是主人，不过你是小孩，你还是没有办法被看守在这个方法，这个在被看守被要顺服的底下。
And so Paul is using this same analogy here that as children, they even though own everything as heirs, but they are still right now under the supervision of the guardian.
所以当他到了十八岁的时候，他们才能够。有一个仪式把头发剪了，而且把玩具奉献出来之后呢，他就穿上这个 toga， 这通常是白色的，就是表示我现在必须要为我的行为负责。
And so when they reach 18 years old, they will go through this rite, they will cut their hair, they will bring out the toys for sacrifice, and then they will put on this toga, which is usually white in color, to show that they are now responsible for their actions.
其实犹太人也有的。
Actually, the Jews have something similar.
犹太人在这边这个他有这个仪式叫做这个 bar mitzvah 的意思是他必须要在十二岁的时候呢，他们就给他要他来进行一个仪式，然后要在神面前祷告。
And the Jews have something similar, which is done when the child reaches 12 years old, and he goes through this rite called Bar Mitzvah, which he comes before God and pray.
所以当他祷告的时候，你知道他的父亲必须要怎么样祷告吗？
And when they pray, do you know how the father would pray?
他父亲会说祷告，感谢主，从今天开始我不需要为这个孩子的行为负责。
And the father will start the prayer by saying, thank God, or thank the Lord, that from today onwards, I will no longer be responsible for my child's action.
那么孩子要祷告说，感谢主，从今天开始我不需要对我自己的责任向神负责。
And the child will pray, I thank the Lord that today onwards,I shall be responsible for my actions before God.
所以这边就是当然我们亚洲人说二十一岁是法定年龄，二十一岁之后呢，如果你犯罪呢，你必须要做监牢的。
And of course, for Asians or Singaporeans, is when they're 21 years old, where they are legally adults, and should they commit a crime, they will be liable for jail.
所以在这边呢，他在这段圣经里面其实很简单，他就说你已经是成人了，为什么要回去像小孩子被人管呢？
And this passage is simple, it's saying that you are now an adult. Why do you want to return to childhood to be to have a guardian?
所以我们分成两段，第一段呢很简单，说之前呢你是 slave， 你是奴隶，你是被受命于人，你必须要听从这个别人的教导。
So we divide this passage into two, the before, when you were once slaves, and you are enslaved to someone else, and you are under guardian.
你看第一节。
Look at verse one.
我说，那承受产业虽然是全业的主人，在孩童的时候呢，却与奴隶没有分别，毫无分别，乃在师傅和管家的手下，只等到他父亲所预定的时候到了。我们为孩童的时候受管于世上小学，你们也是如此，即至等到时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为你子所生的。
Return to verse 1, I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and manages until the date set by his father. In the same way also, we, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
所以在这边他就听到，你以前与奴隶毫无分别。
So he says here, you were no different from a slave.
但是时间到了第二段呢，就是之后呢 ，when 这个第四节说，时候到了时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为你子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，就是他不在律法底下，叫你们得儿子的名分。既然成为儿子呢，神就差遣他的灵进入你们心里，你可以叫阿巴父，可见你们从此以后不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。
Verse 4, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, so you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God.
所以你注意看第五节说，他把律法以下的人赎出来。
Focus on verse 5 to redeem those who are under the law.
所以信主之后，你仍住在律法底下吗？
So are you still under the law after you become a Christian?
我们答案是什么？
What's the answer?
No.
Of course no.
对不对？我们就讲说，没有啊，现在我们就不应该在律法底下。
So we are no longer under the law.
So 真的吗？
Is that true?
你真的不在律法底下吗？
Are we really not under law?
我们在问这个问题的时候，很多人说是的，不在律法底下。
Yes, when we answer this question, we might say we are not under the law.
但是有些人说，不，我们必须要守持戒。
But we, some people will say, but we need to keep the Ten Commandments.
这样是还是不是？
So is it yes or is it no?
如果你说是的话，你就真的守持戒吧，你就连安息日也守。
If you really want to keep the law, then you have to keep all Ten Commandments, including the Sabbath day.
他说我们不守安息日，不过我们守主戒。
And then they say, no, we don't keep the Sabbath day.
这到底是守还是不守？
So is it yes or is it no? Keep or don't keep?
所以我对于这个问题呢，我常常觉得很混乱。到底你说守就守嘛，不守就不守嘛？我们不守，不过我们守。
And so I often very confused with their answer. You either keep it all or you don't keep it at all. But some of them will say I keep and I don't keep.
所以在那些信主的人当中呢，有些人说，哦，我们仔细读圣经之后，不用守。
And many believers they say after reading the Bible carefully, they do not need to keep the law.
真的吗？圣经是这么说，说我们不用守吗？
Yes, the Bible does indeed say we are not under the law.
罗马书六章十四节说。罪必不能做你的主，因为你们不在律法底下，乃是在恩典底下。不在律法底下，所以我不在律法底下，我不用守。
Romans 6:14, for sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law but under grace. So we are not under the law.
叫你 under law 吗？你是在律法底下吗？
So are you under law?
根据这段圣经，不是啊。
According to this passage, no.
那么在罗马书六章十五节也是这么讲，他说我不在律法底下，又在重复；我们在恩典底下，又在重复了。
And Romans 6:15, he repeats again, we are not under law but under grace.
所以我们真的不在律法底下吗？
So are we really not under law?
而且呢，你看到罗马书七章六节，他说我们现在既然在律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，已经脱离了。就好像特别是第七章讲到说，如果是一个结婚的人呢，他去结婚的时候呢，他就被这个捆绑，他不能够有。另外有别的男人，也不算另外一个女人。但是呢，如果你那个男人死了，或者你的丈夫死了，妻子，你就被这个捆绑脱离了，不再受这个律法的捆绑，你可以娶也可以嫁。
And Romans 7:6 also says that we are released from the law. And in similar wording, Paul later talks about the husband and the wife who is actually bound to each other, but should the spouse pass away.The person is no longer under the bond and can actually be free to remarry.
所以他们被释放了，他们被脱，他们已经脱离了。
So they are released from the bond.
来到加拉太书，我们其实在重复刚才我们在罗马书看到的，其实就刚才我们已经提到23章，他在第三章23节，他说这个信得救的理。还未来以前我们是看守在律法底下，那么这个律法已经来了之后呢，这个律法是我们训蒙的师父，那么当基督来了之后呢，我们从此就不在这个师父的手下了。这个是第25节所说的。
And Galatians basically is repeating the same teaching as we have just read in Romans. We also read Galatians 3:23 earlier onAnd we read that the law was our guardian until Christ came. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. In other words, no longer under law.
No longer, 就是不在律法底下。
So we are no longer under law.
第四章第四节就是我们的经文，也是这么讲说，我们已经从律法底下赎出来了，我们已经出来了，不在律法底下了。
Galatians 4 also says we are redeemed from the law. So we are no longer under the law.
所以再说一遍，肯定吗？我们不在律法底下。
So let's ask again, are we really not under law?
肯定吗？
Are we certain?
肯定，因为圣经有讲，你不要说不肯定。
Yes, you must be certain because that's what the Bible says.
所以我们不在律法底下。
So we're not under the law.
但是我们很多人都很不安，真的吗？
But we are still not at peace, and we really are not very clear.
是的，我们不在律法底下，不过但是。
Yes, we're not under the law, but there'll be a lot of buts.
我们不在律法下，这怎么办呢？
So if we are not under the law, what to do next?
我们必须要守十诫。
We need to keep the Ten Commandments.
真的吗
？Really?
你要知道吗？圣经里面讲到律法的时候呢，不是指十诫，你知道吗
？You must understand that when the Bible talks about the law, it's not just about the Ten Commandments.
圣经里面讲到律法是指全部的律法。
When the Bible talks about the law, it refers to all of the law.
就是圣经里面613条，全部旧约里面的律法。
613 commandments in the Old Testament.
雅各书里面这么讲说，因为凡守律法的，只在一条上面跌倒，就在众条都上跌倒。就是说，你要守就守全部，不要守就全部不要守。你不要说我守一些不守。
James 2:10 says, whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at one point, he has become guilty of all. In other words, you either keep it all or you keep none at all.
所以我们要注意，圣经里面呢，从来没有把这个圣经分成啊，这个旧约的律法。很多人说，旧约的律法我们不守 ceremonial， 这是礼仪的律法不守。silver 这个民事说不守，我们是守 moral， 这是道德的律法。
And people reason that there are three different types of laws in the Old Testament.And we no longer keep the ceremonial law, we no longer keep the civil law, but we keep the moral law.
但是你要知道，圣经里面没有这样的称法。
But you must understand that the Bible does not distinguish itself into three sections.
我要你看这个人的这个学者的一个这本，他有很多书，那么他是怎么样读的？不是。
This is a scholar, Dr. Arnold, and he is.
I know, 后面
还
有一个字。
Fruchtenbaum.
这个他是一个犹太人，信主犹太人圣经学者。
He is a Jewish scholar who believes in Christ.
所以他说在犹太人的教导里面呢，这个摩西的律法呢，是整个律法是一个，不是分开了，是他说律法的单一性 the unity of the law.
And he is a Jew. He commented that the Mosaic law is always viewed in the scriptures by the Jew as a single unit.
所以你不能够把你要守就全部守，不要守就全部不要守，你不能够说我挑来守。
Either keep it all or you keep none at all. You cannot pick and choose.
所以刚才我们看到这个雅各书说你要守，我们当然。你可以说学者，但是最重要的是圣经这一句话，雅各书是圣经的话，他说你遵守全部的全律法，也不能够在一条犯就犯了全条，所以你要就全部认为我们不在律法就全部不用守，不要说我只守十诫还是九诫，就是全部都不守，而不是说我选择九守第十诫我不守，不过这边还有600多条也不守。
And you might, or some might argue that, oh, that's just a scholar's remark, he's human being. But of course, the most convincing argument is in James chapter 2. That's part of the Bible. And James says, keep the whole law, yet stumbles in one point, he has become guilty of all. So you cannot say, I only keep 9 out of the 10 commandments, or the other 613, I will not keep.
所以对犹太人，因为圣经是这犹太人，从我们的圣经从犹太人那里他的文化各方面曾用犹太人来把福音传给我们，所以我们要知道犹太人的观点里面整个律法是一个，不是分开的，不是分成礼仪的这民事的还有这个道德的。
And God has chosen Israel and has chosen to reveal himself through Israel in theOld Testament as the Hebrew language, so we need to view the Old Testament like how a Jew would view it, and the Jew does not divide it into three different types of law, but views the scripture as one unit.
所以刚才我们已经看了，神已经把我们赎出来了，把我们脱离出来了，我们不在律法底下，所以我们就全部守了。
So we have already seen that God has redeemed us from the law, so we're no longer under law, and that's why we keep none of the law.
所以我们完全不需要守这个旧约的律法。
So we absolutely need not keep any part of the Old Testament.
而且呢，在希伯来书有一句话呢，更重要。
And the book of Hebrews has an even more important verse.
希伯来书第七章这么说。
Hebrews chapter 7.
他说第七章第十八节，他说先前的条例因律法软弱，所以废掉，律法原是一无所成，就引进了更美的指望。
Hebrews 7:18, for on the one hand a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect, but on the other hand, a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God.
所以这边讲先前的条例其实是指旧约的律法。
And a former commandment is referring to the Old Testament law.
说因软弱无益。
It is weak and useless.
哇，这个很严重。他说软弱，然后他说所以废掉。
And it's set aside.
其实呢，我觉得这个我们中文字翻译太过严重，过翻译过头了。
Actually, the Chinese translation is a little bit too strong.
废掉跟 set aside 是不同的意思。
In the Chinese, it's translated as abolished, but it's actually set aside. It's different.
所以他应该是说，神主耶稣来已经成就律法了，律法的功用呢是叫人知罪，律法是不能够叫人得救的。但是做完的时候呢 ，set aside 把它放在一边，已经成就了，放在一边不是废掉。所以这个华文翻译呢有一点过火。
So the Chinese translation is a little bit overboard. It is the law has not been abolished because when Jesus came, he actually fulfilled all of the law, and now that it has been fulfilled, it is no longer useful. The purpose of the law is for men to know sin. And now that Jesus has come, he has fulfilled the law and therefore has set it aside.
如果你听到这里说，哎呀，这样很好，我们可以犯罪了。
And if you reach this part, you might say, ah, that's good, we can now sin.
不过我看下去，你们都是爱主的，你应该不是这样想。
But I look at all of you, I know you love the Lord, none of you will think that way.
这样是不是说我们就是无律法主义呢？
Does that mean if we are no longer under law that we become antinomian?
你说我们就不要律法了吗？
No more law.
弟兄姐妹，不是的。
Does that mean lawlessness?
当然，这个是 antinomian 很多意思。我们看历史学家怎么解释，马丁路德怎么样解释，然后呢，我们再看历史里面有不同人有不同的解释。
And the word antinomian has many explanations over history. How did Martin Luther explain it? How does historians explain it?
当然，我们讲说我们不守不需要守摩西的律法。
What we are actually saying is we need not keep Moses' law.
不要太高兴，因为我们要守基督的律法。
So don't be too happy yet that we are no longer under law, because we are now under the law of Christ.
所以你看到加拉太书六章二节那边讲到说，你们个人如果彼此担当，互相担当的时候，就完成了基督的律法了。
Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
当然你说，哎呀，你说不要守，现在又要守，到底是要守还是不要守？
And you might ask, I thought you said no need to keep the law, and now you say I got to keep the law. So is it yes or is it no?
答案是这样，我们是比较学术性 academic， 我们常常，如果你要守律法，我们这个是叫做摩西的律法，摩西的律法呢就是613条全部要守，但是有些人说我挑来守就守9条。我觉得这个完全不能接受，说我们不在律法就不在律法底下，所以我完全没有问题。但是来到新约的时候，主耶稣说什么呢？你要彼此，你们要什么呢？你们爱神如己，这个就是完成律法。在基督的律法底下呢，基督讲的话我们都要听，所以我们都要听。我们也不是因为律法得救，但是呢，律法呢，我们是顺从耶稣的旨意去行耶稣的意思。
And what I was saying earlier on about how some people pick and choose the law of Moses, like they say, we just keep 9 of the 10 commandments, that is unacceptable because you either keep all of Moses' law or you keep none at all. And we are no longer under the law of Moses. But come the New Testament, we are not under, we're not lawless, we are actually under the law of Christ, because Jesus says that you have to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind. And so, we now obey the law of Christ.
所以在耶稣的律法里面呢, 基本上呢, 是, 你知道吗? 主耶稣, 其实他已经重复了十, 十诫, 不是, 他重复了九诫, 第十诫没有, 就是讲到安息的时候他没有重复。 所以我们就听, 所以, 但是基本上, 我们还是, 但是呢, 在, 在学术上, 这个是一个 unit, 这个是一个单位, 我们不, 不, 不需要, 但是呢, 我听从耶稣的时候, 我们还是守了十诫, 也, 对不起, 讲不过去, 九诫。
And so, academically, we need to see the Old Testament law as one unit, and we are no longer under that Old Testament law. And come the New Testament, Jesus actually repeated 9 of the 10 commandments. And so now when we so-called keep the 9 commandments, we are actually obeying what Christ has said and not keeping the Old Testament 10 commandments.
所以你记得吗?刚才一开始的时候我们就说我们本来就是罪人,是主耶稣来的时候把我们拯救出来,所以我们不要再犯罪。
And we said earlier at the beginning that when we were slaves, Jesus came and He redeemed us from our sins, so we should no longer sin.
所以我们不要再继续犯罪,这样要什么?要学像耶稣基督。
And so, how do we not live lives of sin? We need to learn to be like Christ.
耶稣讲的话,我们都听。
Whatever that Jesus teaches, we must obey.
所以我们就跟随了耶稣基督的律。
So in this way, we are now following the law of Christ.
但是你知道吗? 在圣经新约里面不但是讲到耶稣基督的律法, 还有讲到另外一个律。
But do you know in the New Testament, other than the law of Christ, there is a mention of another law?
那个就是什么呢? The law of the Spirit, 是圣灵的律。
And that's called the law of the Spirit or the Holy Spirit.
其实这边不是有这么多个 law, 不是这么多的律法, 其实圣灵的律就是要我们去遵从耶稣基督的律。 耶稣基督的律其实就是要完成父神的旨意。
And actually there's not different laws here. The law of the Spirit basically wants us to obey the law of Christ. And the law of Christ is to fulfill God the Father's will.
所以无论如何,我们从学术性来讲,旧约的这个律法已经完成了,我们没有人可以守,也完成了放在一边,但是我们现在听从耶稣基督的教导,但是耶稣基督教导也不叫我们去犯罪,我们也不可以犯罪。
And so academically again, we must understand that the Old Testament law has now been set aside. No one can keep the law except Christ, who kept the Old Testament law. And now that He has fulfilled the Old Testament law, He has set it aside. And does that mean that we continue in sin? No, because Christ teaches us not to sin and we are now obeying the law of Christ. That's why we need to learn to become like Christ. Jesus taught us to love God as the greatest commandment.
然后第二呢,
and secondly is to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以刚才我们看到这一节,他说当你们彼此担当的时候就完成了耶稣基督的律法。
And we saw this verse, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
所以你看到当我们讲到耶稣基督的律,圣灵的律都是要我们讨神喜悦。
So we can see that both the law of Christ and the law of the Spirit is to please God.
你听到下雨对不对?
You can hear that it's raining.
就是我可以跟我讲,
so I can speak more because you are in no hurry to leave.
因为下雨的话,外面也是,车啊,要排队,对不对?
Because when it rains, there will be traffic jam, etc.
但是你要注意,我们在这边讲到,我们真的必须要 学习,不是说我们没有律法,我们就可以继续犯罪,放纵,我们必须要过一个讨神喜悦,越来越像主耶稣,这个才是他的重点。
And you must remember that we are no longer under the law, but it doesn't mean that we live a life of wanton pleasure and sin. We are now under the law of Christ, and we are to please God, and that's the main thing.
难道我们就不需要读这个旧约了吗?难道律法就没有用了吗?
Does that mean that we don't even read the Old Testament because the Old Testament law is not useful?
不是的。
No.
圣经,神的话是非常宝贵的。
The Bible, which is the Word of God, is precious.
提摩太前书1章8节说,我们必须要知道律法原是好的,只是要用得合宜。
1 Timothy 1:8 says, we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully.
而且呢，在哥林多前书十章十一节讲到说，神把这些事情，如果你看十章，他讲到过去发生的事情记录在圣经里面，为的是要作为警戒。十章十一节，然后呢，警戒我们这些末世的人。
First Corinthians chapter 10, the first few verses actually speaks of the history of the Jews and what happened when the law was given. And then in verse 11, Paul says these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction.
所以在这个提摩太后书三章十六节是这么讲，圣经都是神所默示，所有整本的圣经都是神所默示的，不以教训度责使人归正，都是有益处的。就是我们必须要把整本圣经包括新约好好明白。
2 Timothy 3:16 says, All scripture, Old Testament and New, is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. So this is to tell us we need to understand both the Old and the New Testament.
所以呢，我们需要旧约，知道我们从哪里来。
The Old Testament tells us where we came from.
这个 Old Testament 旧约也告诉我们我神的意思，神的旨意，所以我们需要读，但是不是拿来死守。
Old Testament also tells us God's will and God's teaching, so we need to read it to know God's will, but not keep it to its letter.
所以我们就要从这边明白主的意思。
And we want to understand God's will through reading His word.
总结的时候，我们来看回去看加拉太书第四章。
In conclusion, let us come back to Galatians 4.
你看第八节。
Look at verse 8.
他说：“从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是做神的做奴仆。现在你们既然认识神，或者是被神所认识，怎么还回去那乳酪无用的小学，情愿给他们做奴仆呢？你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份这些旧约的律法呢？”我真是为你们害怕，恐怕你们在你们身上枉费功夫了。
Formerly you did not know God, verse 8, you were enslaved to those that by nature are not gods. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world, whose slaves you want to be once more? You observe days and months and seasons and years.I'm afraid I may have labored over you in vain.
所以保罗说，你到底有没有信主的？到底如果你明白这意思的话，你就不回去你的罪里面了。
Paul is really concerned. Are you really a believer in the Lord? If you have believed in the Lord, you will not go back to your sin.
如果你真的是信主的话，我就不是 labor in vain， 我不会浪费功夫了。但是如果你还没有信主，你还不明白，我就是浪费了很多功夫。
If you are a genuine believer, then I will not have labored in vain. But if you are not a believer, then I would have labored in vain.
我们以前，如果你记得，以前如果你有过一些很不好的经历
，If you had a bad experience in the past,
如果比如说你差一点被人欺负，或者差一点。遇到这个车祸或者差一点死去。
You might have almost died, or you might have a near miss accident, or you might have been taken advantage of.
你突然间醒过来之后呢，你不会回去以前那个情形，你盼望你不会回到以前那个样子。
If you are now awakened, you would not want to go back to that state.
你想到的时候你都害怕。
If you think about it, you will shiver.
想到的时候你就更加厌恶。
And the more you think about it, the more you will detest it.
但是如果你信了主之后呢，你还会去犯那些罪呢？就好像彼得在彼得后书那边二章二十二节讲说了，那个狗吐出来的东西呢，它又回去吃；那么猪呢，洗干净出来之后呢，还回去那个泥里面。
And if you, after believing in the Lord, still return to your sins, that is just like what Peter says in 2 Peter 2:22, that the dog returns to his own vomit, and the soul, after washing itself, returns to wallow in the mire.
但是我们不是这样。
But we're not like that.
我们是基督徒，我们神拯救我们出来，所以我们要学习越来越像主耶稣。
We are Christians, and we have been saved from our sins. And so we now need to learn to become more Christ-like.
我们不需要回到守律法的时代，但是呢，我们要学像耶稣的样式，越来越像主，越来越得主的喜悦。
We need not go back to the Old Testament law, but we do need to learn to be more Christ-like in order to please our God.
这个就是保罗所说的，你学了基督，你学了他的真理，学了他的样，你就有那个样式，那个样式就是神的形象。
And this is what Paul says, that you have learned Christ, you have learned of the truth, and so you are to be now more Christ-like and be conformed to that image.
所以我非常感恩。
I'm thankful.
我们的这个 men's group, 我们的弟兄的聚会呢，昨天在讲men's integrity, 就是讲到这个我们男人的自尊，不是自尊 ，integrity 是正义，叫什么
？Yesterday the men's fellowship was talking about men's integrity.
他逃避不回答这个问题，所以我们必须要有这个，我们应该有 integrity， 叫什么？我们应该有这个人格这个政治的这个心态。所以我们必须要培养我们有这个人格正直的人格，在人面前，在众人面前，在神面前，应该越来越像主耶稣。
So we need to discipline ourselves to have integrity before men and before God and become more Christ-like.
让人看见在我们身上神在我们身上的恩典，改变我们，将荣耀归给神。
And we want to show God's grace in our lives to the others of how God has changed us.
希望大家在这方面努力。
And we hope that everyone will work hard in this area.
将荣耀归给神。
So that glory goes to God.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's close in prayer. Father, we want to thank you for your word. Indeed, Lord, help us to become more Christ-like. Help us not to return to our former ways. And whether is returning to sin or returning to what seems to be righteous when it is just the elementary principles of the world that does not please you. We ask Lord that you will help us to be people of integrity who are living lives that are conformed to the image of your Son. We pray in Jesus' name.